Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM, just outside Seattle, here in Bellevue in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 200,000 listeners in over 80 countries. Today's show will be really out of this world with famous spiritualist Gordana Bernat coming to us live from Malmö, Sweden, from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Seattle time. She's one of the world's most famous and profound spiritual thinkers with over 350,000 followers on Twitter. Her Twitter account, if you'd like to follow her, is at, A with a circle around it, My Power Talk. Then during the following hour, from 3 to 4 p.m., I'll be interviewing a wonderful lady named Rebecca Campbell, who's a well-known and respected researcher on the dangers and health effects of the proposed new 5G cell towers. She'll be detailing how these cell towers are very bad for people's health and what they can do to stop them. I want to thank everyone so much for their support for this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate your help and support, because I know together we can and will create a much better and happier world. I have a television program, a new television program called Out of This World TV, which broadcasts three times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays on Channel 22 in the Seattle area. The show is also available on YouTube either under my name, Ted Marr, or Out of This World. If you go to my website, www.outofthisworld1150.com, there's also a little tab at the top where you click on for Out of This World TV, and you can find out all information. I want to thank everyone so much around the world who've helped me raise consciousness and make this planet a better place, including Luke in Quebec and many others for their wonderful support and help. And with that, I'd like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the wonderful Crystal Spiritual Center in Tacoma and Tom Palladino, a famous scalar energy healer from Florida. Tom right now has a special 15-day free trial of his Scalar Energy Healing Program going on. And if you'd like to enroll in this fantastic healing program, please go to his website at www.selfhealgo.com. That's S-E-L-F-H-E-L-H-E-A-L-G-O.com. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show, and any advertising on the show will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's designing my website, providing wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, and KKNW and Eric Ryder, whose help and support, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. Also, Carol lost her father a few months ago, and I'd like to ask everyone listening today to please send lots of love and light to her, Marge, her mom, and her family to help them deal with the loss of their beautiful father. Also, I also like to ask everyone listening today to please send lots of love and light to Masako, Michiko Hayashi's mother in Japan, who had a stroke earlier this year, or last year. I want to thank everyone so much for sending them lots of your love and light. I also have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on, or contact your angelic guides and get some good spiritual advice, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You can also call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793, or toll free at 1-888-879-8339. Also, if you missed my Galactic Wisdom Conference last week, you can order the audios and some videos for the conference for just $97. And if you'd like to have an audio and video of the conference, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. My next Galactic Conference will be held at the same location, Olympia, Washington, from April 12th to the 16th, 2009. And for more information, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. We're running a special now if you register early for the conference, and the conference will cost only $55 for the entire conference. Also, this summer, from July 2nd to the 8th, 2018, and September 6th to the 11th, 2018. I'll be taking a group of people to Mount Shasta, Telos, and the Hollow Earth. I've been sponsoring trips to Mount Shasta and the Hollow Earth for several years, and this is a wonderful opportunity for people to visit the Hollow Earth. However, you'll have to, it's a good idea to follow certain spiritual protocols to gain entry. And if you're interested in coming, please email me or call me. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. At Shasta, we always see lots of Sasquatch and UFOs always flying around the mountain. It's a really amazing and beautiful place, and we always have an incredible time there. I can't tell you how beautiful Shasta is. It's located about 9 or 10 hours drive south of Seattle or close to San Francisco. And if you can come, please send me an email or me or call me at 509-750-9793. A wonderful lady on today for today's interview. She's coming to us live from Malmö, Sweden. Her name is Gordana Burnett. I consider her one of the most positive people in the entire world, and she has hundreds of thousands of followers on Twitter. I really love Gordana's work because she's every time I talk to her, my vibrations just go way up, and I know that you'll enjoy her interview today. Gordana, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you, Ted. We're having springtime here in Sweden, so it's beautiful outside, and I love the light. So I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. We finally got some spring weather after about 6 weeks of rain, and so I appreciate it when the sun comes out because it's not, sometimes we don't see it very often.
It sounds like Sweden. It's about the same weather here as it is where you are. It sounds the same.
Yeah, it does sound the same. Well, Gardadana, you were at my Galactic Wisdom Conference back in 2015, and you gave such a wonderful, beautiful presentation back then. How have things been going since that time? Have you increased your audience even more since then?
Oh, yes, I have. I've written a book since then, and I am on Oprah's Super Soul 100 list, where I am a Super Soul 100 teacher. And, I've been really, really busy because my Twitter account has grown, and I have an audience of 350,000 people on Twitter with whom I communicate daily with my messages. So it's been a pretty busy time for me since then, and I've enjoyed every second of it. So it's been beautiful.
You know, when we first talked back, I think in 2014, I knew you were going to become very big. I just knew it because you had such a beautiful message and people resonated with it. Since that time, of course, the vibrations of the planet have increased even more than they have than they were back then. And people are very hungry for positive and good news and words of wisdom. So you have a wide audience, and I'm so happy you could come on my show today.
Yeah, I think you're right about the frequency and heightening here on Earth, because I feel it. I can feel it when I release my messages, I get a much bigger response. And also, I feel that people understand when you talk about frequencies, for instance, a lot of people understand that now. 10 years ago, nobody understood when we talked about frequencies. Sure. What is that? Now you can just say the word frequency and everybody knows what it's all about. So they do. I do feel that we have a higher vibration going on. And I also feel that a lot of people are much more aware that they have choices, that they don't have to stay in a negative frequency because there is a choice to choose something better. And also that they do understand that they are the creators of their own reality, in a sense. So it's all about what they think and believe, and that's what manifests in their reality. So they do understand the choice, and they do understand the frequency. So it's a beautiful time to be alive in, actually.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more, Gordana. For people who aren't familiar with your work, how did you end up doing what you're doing now?
Well, I don't know if I would put it end up because I am an eternal being, as we all are. So I mean, it's a journey. I've been doing this since I can remember. The thoughts I post on Twitter, I think I've had these kind of thoughts, well, since I can remember, since I was a child. I have always asked myself questions. What are the stars? Where do we come from? Who am I? Where does an apple come from for instance? So I think I've always had these kind of thoughts in my head. But I think that what really started me off was when I started to post my thoughts on social media. That is when I realized that I can have a greater impact with my thoughts, because before they were just in my head. Now they're all over the world. So I think that I've been doing this always. Mm-hmm. Just right now, I am expanding it. Ever since I got on the 100 Super Soul 100 list, I feel like I'm having a megaphone, and everything I whisper here gets magnified and reaches everywhere in the world. So it feels like this is exactly where I'm supposed to be right now.
Well, I have to tell you, when I first had you on my show back several years ago and you spoke at my conference, I knew you were a super soul then. So Oprah just confirmed it. That's all.
I actually do remember, because I spoke to my husband today. We were talking about the upcoming interview with you, and he said, didn't Ted say something like that? And I said, yes, he did, because you were talking about some kind of light around me all the time. And I was thinking, I didn't know then what you meant, but what I do on Twitter is actually literally putting out light there for people who need the light. Mm-hmm. I stream consciousness through myself and post it on Twitter, and people can go there and just simply be in the light of that consciousness. So you did say this 2014. That's true.
Yeah, I remember that. And, you know, it was a message. I get messages all the time from the other side. Like I'm sure you get all these beautiful messages from the other side too. And I can see a lot of angels around you who are constantly helping you with bringing humanity and the planet into this beautiful new higher dimensional age. If people wanted to follow you, Gordana, how do they do that? Is there a Twitter account or an email address or a website people could go to find out more about your wonderful work?
Yeah, I mean, if they really want to know what's going on in my head, then Twitter is the best place to be. And I am at My Power Talk on Twitter. That's my handle. And I post from 6 to 12 messages a day.
Wow.
That is really conscious, heightening messages. And I think that's why all the people out there following me love this, because it becomes some kind of a synchronistic oracle for them. They get the message for today. Mm-hmm. They just go to my Twitter and they get their message for today.
Well,
so I think that's the best place to find me. That is at My Power Talk on Twitter.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, if you could, I would love to hear some of your messages for today, or some profound messages would be great.
Well, you know something? Let's play a bit. We can play with my book, because my book, hashtag Know the Truth, can also be used as an oracle in the same manner as my Twitter account. So if you could give me a number from 1 to 231, and I will find your message for today in my book.
All right. Well, I've been told I'm on a 5 life path.
So you want the number 5?
Number 5, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see where we will go with that. I'll read it from my book.
Okay.
So I will read you your message.
So, Gordana, you have 231 messages in your book?
Yes, I do. And of course, there is a lot of text in between. But the message for you is, when we choose to see the best in others, we remind them of who they truly are. So this is your message for today.
Oh, isn't that nice? Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to write that down. When we see the best in others,
we remind them of who they truly are.
We remind them truly of who they are. Okay, wonderful.
And this is what you're actually doing. I feel like when we're talking here, you try to see the best in people that you're interviewing.
Oh yeah.
So you're reminding me of who I truly am, because you're looking at the best side of me, and I think that's a really great message for today.
Well, thank you. What a nice. I appreciate that so much. I wrote a book. I got it published. I've been working on it 3 or 4 years. I finished it. Almost about a little more than a year ago, and it got published last year, and it's called Messages from the Masters, and it's messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, Nostradamus, a whole bunch of great spirits, many great spirits I've talked to on the other side, and they have the same universal message that we have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. It's not going to be without challenges, of course, but there's not going to be a third world war, we're not going to have the conflicts that we've had in the past. And in the book, I wrote about how they all told me years ago that we would not have any kind of war with North Korea, and now peace is coming to the Korean Peninsula, and I'm so happy. It's not that I ever doubted what they said, it's just that it's nice to get confirmation. But after the interview, please send me your mailing address, and I'd love to send you a copy of my book so you can read it and tell me what you think.
Absolutely, I'll be glad to. Okay. I was thinking about the things that you said about our future. I think that since we are in a higher frequency state as a whole, as a civilization, I think that we are projecting that future also, because it's all about choosing if we wish to see the world or the universe as a friendly place or an unfriendly place.
Right.
Because if we choose to see it as a friendly place, then everything we do will actually mirror that. And I feel that the younger generation and the newborn ones and the younger generation are actually tuned into that frequency. They really do see the world as a beautiful place to be in. There are flaws in this world. Of course there are. There will always be flaws in a world of duality or polarity where we have chosen to be as human beings from the spirit perspective. But I feel that the younger generation are really aware that this is not a hostile place to be, and that there is a choice, that the not so friendly is actually just a contrast to the friendly. So you have the choice to choose from both of these, and the younger generation always chooses the higher frequency. I have a son that is 21 years old this year, and he is actually a high frequency being. He truly understands that it's not a hostile world. It all depends on how you look at it.
Right. Exactly. Well, it's the same old saying of, if you've got a glass of water, Gordana, and if it's half full or half empty. And it's always a good idea to try to keep a positive, optimistic mood and attitude, and look at the glass as being half full rather than half empty.
I usually joke about that, because I say, well, there are those two views, if it's half full or half empty, but you can also fill the glass more if you wish.
Yeah, that's true.
So there are a few options more to that. It is actually, I think, the way we look at the world is how we see the glass. Is it half full or is it half empty?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you know, you're such a breath of fresh air to talk to, Gordana, and you have so much wisdom. If you don't mind, another number popped in my head, and it'd be fun to try it with your book to see what comes up. If you don't mind, the number I have...
No, of course.
Okay,
yeah.
The number I have is 153.
Oh, my God, I opened the book at 153.
Oh,
this
goodness.
Is so funny. I opened the book. I had that number open. Well, I'll read it to you. It's, you cannot see God because God is the seer in you. You cannot hear God because God is the listener in you. You cannot speak to God because God is the thinker in you.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's your message.
That is so profound and so beautiful. The message is, one of the messages that I keep getting, I've gotten continually from President Kennedy, is that we all have the God or the Supreme Being within all of us. And the sooner people realize that, the less likely they'll do anything to hurt other people. Because actually what you're doing when you're hurting other people, if we all have God within us, the Supreme Being, the Creator, then we're hurting ourselves, because we are all one in this universe.
Yeah. And absolutely. And yeah. I write that in my book also. I write that we are one consciousness experiencing itself through a multitude of singularity points of awareness. So you're a singularity point of awareness, I'm a singularity point of awareness, but we're all the same consciousness. And I mean, the all that is wants to experience the world through a subjective like me or you, because it's boring to just be all that is, knowing all that is. Nothing is happening. So right. in order to have some fun, all that is creates these small points of awareness and gives us experiences mm-hmm. to experience. And then we kind of give the feedback back to all that is. And that's how all that is expands. And that's how all that is enjoys itself through our experiences. Mm-hmm. So when you say that we're all one, and if I'm hurting someone else, then right. I'm hurting myself. That is a very high level of consciousness. And how do you get that high level of consciousness? Well, you open yourself up to all that is. And how do you do that? You do that by looking at beauty and love in this reality, because I think that all that is, that the highest consciousness of all, is unconditional love. Mm-hmm. And when you're opening up to that unconditional love, you're also allowing more of consciousness into you, more of God or quantum field or whatever you like to call that. And that's how you understand that you are one with all that is. Mm-hmm. It might sound complicated, but it's not, because it's all about focusing on love and compassion and seeing the other ones as a part of yourself. Mm-hmm. I think that is also what karma is, truly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, as a psychic, I see different things all the time, mm-hmm. and I'm far more comfortable in the fourth and fifth and sixth and higher dimensions than I am. I prefer those higher dimensions over this third dimension. But if you don't mind, I'd like to tell you that you have a large group of angels around you, including Archangel Michael, who's a warrior spirit, but very powerful, beautiful spirit. Archangel Uriel, who's also he's a lot of creativity and writing and thoughts. You also have your grandmother and mother coming in, and you have another wonderful, beautiful spirit named Leonardo da Vinci, he loves your creativity, and they've actually been helping. All of them have been helping you behind the scenes, feeding you some of these messages. So if ever you'd like to tie into them, just be quiet and be in a good, positive mood, and they'll come right to you and give you messages which you can broadcast to humanity to help with our raise our vibrations and evolution. Mm.
It sounds profound to have these beings around me, because I can't see them myself. I feel mm-hmm. like I am channeling my own higher self in a way. I'm allowing mm-hmm. higher wisdom to go through me. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people ask me, well, how do you do that? I mean, do you sit in a quiet place? I don't. I actually allow all the thoughts, and it just streams through me. I don't even need to go into any meditative state. I just allow it through. So it's fun when you talk about the angels and the beings around me, because mm-hmm. I can't see them myself. I can't feel them. I only feel like I'm channeling my higher self, because I hear my own voice and personality in this. I don't feel it comes outside of me. It comes from within me, in a sense. Mm-hmm. So It's always nice to know that I have a lot of angels around me. That sounds really good.
you have a huge amount of positive high energy spirits around you. So don't think, even if you're in a room, you're never alone. They're always there with you, and they're always mm-hmm. helping you. You're on this is your life purpose, actually. You're doing your work mm-hmm. at a critical time when the ascension of the planet's happening. I've been talking to Nostradamus the last couple of years. And years ago, he had predicted that from his perspective in Italy back in the Middle Ages, that we would shift into the fifth dimension by the year 2038. A couple of years ago, he said that our evolution was moving so fast that it would now be completed by 2028. And just a couple of months ago, he said that because of the positive choices that all of us have made on this planet, is now the new date has been moved up again for the third time to 2025. So that's only 7 years from now. And what mm-hmm. that means is that when we do that, when the process is completed, people will be able to communicate telepathically, language will actually be a secondary way of communication. And but your it'll be a very different kind of planet. Where it'll be a new planet in the fifth dimension. We'll shift into the fourth, and then quickly into the fifth. And it'll be a very different kind of place. People, if you want to talk to someone, for example, at a store on the street, and let's say you've gone from Sweden to someplace in Africa or South America, and you don't speak Spanish, as an example, all you need to do is just to look at somebody, and you can communicate with someone telepathically. When the planet as a whole shifts into the higher dimension. But it's an exciting time. It's a very exciting time. And
yes.
your son will be all part of that. He's a starseed who's come here. So that's what I'm getting a lot of messages for you today. But your work is crucial to that, because people really need direction. A lot of people are kind of uncertain about the future, and they get caught up in the, I don't know what the media is like in Sweden, but here in the United States, our media is a mask media. It's mostly, it's controlled. And a lot of it dwells on negativity. So many people have been turning off our media here because it is so negative. But you offer a bright light of a beacon, if you will, to many people, humanity around the planet, who are looking for guidance in a positive way for the future.
Yeah, you know, I always feel when people talk about guidance and leading, I never feel that I do that, actually. Mm-hmm. I have become addicted to the light within people when they know who they are. Mm-hmm. I can feel that. I can feel when a person knows who they are. And by knowing who they are, I mean understanding that they are all that is experiencing itself through them in this reality, and that they understand their own place and what they're here to do. They understand the purpose of their life. They understand what they love, their desires here, and what they want to do. Mm-hmm. So I love that light. And mm-hmm. when I post things on social media, mm-hmm. I feel a lot of that light coming back to me, because I feel like all I'm doing is confirming what they already know out there. Mm-hmm. And I'm helping them remember who they came here to be. Mm-hmm. And that can be different things for different people. So I'm not offering them, this is your path, this is how you're going to do it. All I'm saying is, when you connect to that core, when you connect to the source that is you, and why you came here to be, why your spirit, higher self sent you into this physical body, mm-hmm. that is when you know what you're doing here. And in, I don't know how, but my messages, especially on Twitter and my book, mm-hmm. literally helps people to connect to their own truth, to their own core. So mm-hmm. that is what I do. I don't feel that I guide them. I kind of put them in connection with that source, with my words and thoughts. Mm-hmm. And that feels really good for me. I can't even begin to describe how good that feels for mm-hmm. me. It's all the gratitude. I feel so grateful for that, but I'm able to help so many people do that.
We're shifting, and thanks so much for sharing that, Gordana. We're shifting, I think, from a planet that was based on service to self in the past to one that's mm-hmm. based on service to others. And mm-hmm. there's a broad distinction in this universe among extraterrestrial races beyond this planet, that there's basically two big camps. There's one camp which is based upon love and kindness and service to others. And there's another group of extraterrestrials who are based upon service to self, war, and negativity. But what you're doing is helping humanity make that shift from being service to self and negativity to service to others and positivity, because that's our future. And mm-hmm. I think that's our destiny.
But I mean, service to others is actually service to yourself, because mm-hmm. the more conscious you are of who you are, the more you understand that you are everybody else out there. You are one with them. So helping others, or feeling that you're there for them, it's like being there for yourself. So there is no difference between helping myself and helping others. Mm-hmm. For me, it is one and the same. So it's not about being a victim and giving everything to others. It's mm-hmm. about taking care of my own frequency so that I can show others how they can take care of their own frequency. Because I mean, I can help others only by showing them how they help themselves.
Sure.
I cannot, because we're all the creators of our own realities, and I can't change anything in your reality, but I can help you see how I do it, and then you can do it in your reality. So, of course, service to others, that is true, but that is also service to myself. So mm-hmm. there is no distinction between those two for me.
Well, thank you. I hadn't thought of it that way before. But well, that's.
But mm-hmm. if you look at it, if I do not help myself, if I don't keep my own frequency high, then how am I supposed to help others? I mean, I can't give what I don't have.
True.
So I need to have that supply. I need to have that connection to my own source. And how do I do that? Well, by taking care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that I ignore others.
Mm-hmm.
That means that I can give more to others.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a connection between service to yourself and service to others, because mm-hmm. that is one and the same thing as long as you're sharing it with others. It sounds like a paradox, but it's not.
mm-hmm. No, and I think you're right. Absolutely, absolutely. Have you already sent out some messages today on Twitter?
Yes, I think I have a few. Let me check what happens on my Twitter account
right now.
I will tell you the last one I posted.
Okay. Or pick out a favorite one, if you don't mind, or one you sent out today.
Yes, I will find. I'll take the last one I tweeted out because they're all really nice. Now, let's see. I don't know why my Twitter is not doing what it's supposed to do today.
Here we go.
Let's see now. You cannot become enlightened unless you allow yourself to shine. You are the creator of your universe. Imagine it filled with light, and there will be light. Shine on. That is one of them.
What a wonderful, what a very profound statement, very uplifting. Thank you for sharing that. That's great. Wonderful.
It was actually very well, it fit very well to what we were talking about, service mm-hmm. to others and serving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is a message that actually tells you that you need to shine if you want others to shine around you too. Because you do always, you connect to people of the same frequency as you. You cannot have anyone else in your reality if they're not of the same frequency as you. So
mm-hmm.
if you are in a happy state, if you are in a positive state of mind, if you are helping others, then you will attract that kind of beings into your reality. It's a law in the universe. So taking care of your own frequency is actually one of the most important things in order for you to create the reality you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you wouldn't be able to talk to me, Ted, if we weren't of the same frequency. It would be like listening to the radio. You can't hear the other stations. You can only hear the one you're tuned into. And I happen to be on that station, too, because we're the same frequency.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's great.
I think that the entire world works like that.
Yeah, I think the entire world works like that.
Oh, I can read you another one. I posted it 4 hours ago, if you like.
Okay, sure. That's fine.
Let's see now. This one goes like this. Everything has a darker and a brighter side.
Mm-hmm.
What you see depends on your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Well-being is not about the absence of obstacles and problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how you choose to react to them
mm-hmm.
and how you treat yourself while solving them.
Mm.
So be kind and look for the bright side.
Oh, that's so nice! Wow, your messages are like food for the soul. It's sort of like you take a bite of it, then you savor it, then you wait, and then you take another bite of it.
Yes, I think that's what it's all about, because it is about synchronicity. A lot of my followers really
mm-hmm.
love the synchronicity in the messages
mm-hmm.
because they usually get it in their phone and it reminds them that Gordana tweeted something. So they look at the phone and they get this message. And usually it fits very well into their reality. I don't know how this works, but I think that's how synchronicity in the world works.
Mm-hmm.
You will always get the message you need at that moment. And my tweets have become some kind of oracle for a lot of people out there. Mm-hmm. They depend on them, they look at them, they use them in order to stay on track, like a GPS in their reality.
Mm-hmm. Nice. How nice. How nice. How did you, and you get these messages by meditation? Is that right? Do you do a lot of meditation, and you get these messages come through, and you write them down, and then send them out around the world?
No, I wouldn't say meditation in the traditional way, because my entire life is, in a way, a meditative state, because I love to think about things. I occupy my mind with asking questions about the most ordinary things. And then when I ask a question, I kind of answer it by myself, and that's how it pops out on paper. Mm-hmm. I think I have a child imagination. I love to look at things from a childish perspective. I can ask myself, what are clouds, for instance, or where does an apple come from, or why are there different kinds of grass here? And then I just quiet down and I listen to the answer, and I usually get answers that are really, really profound. They're not about the simple questions, what is a cloud and where does an apple come from? The answers I get are always about who we are and why we are here, because I think that my primary question out there, which I think my entire life is about that, is who are we and why are we here? And then I'm kind of probing it from different perspectives and always getting the feedback that why we are here and who we are all the time. I find myself in everything, in the flowers out there, in the clouds, in everything. I can see my own reflection in it. And if I can see my reflection, then the entire humanity can see their reflection, because we're all human beings. So there is some kind of universal truth in all the answers that come back to me.
The spirits on the other side are showing me a picture of a, I don't know if you've seen this before, but of like a teardrop from a leaf. But in the teardrop itself is a microcosm of the world's reflection of the world around it. And we all have, we are all reflections of the world around us. And we all have a piece of the world around us, since we all have the supreme being, or God, if you will, within all of us. So we are in a microcosm, a reflection of the larger macrocosm.
Absolutely. Everything is, I mean, everything you look at is actually a reflection of who you are from within.
Right.
Every single thing in your reality is that. Mm-hmm. And if you're having some kind of internal fight between the negative and the positive, then that will also be known in your outer reality. You will see it there, because it is a reflection of you. Mm-hmm. And I think I understood that when I was 11 years, because I usually tell this story. It made a shift within me, and I was only 11 when that happened. Mm-hmm. I was in my bed and I couldn't sleep. I was a bit bored. So I started imagining where the universe ends. I tried to find the outer edge of the universe in my mind. So I pushed the limits, and when I came to some kind of limit, it just exploded. A new universe, a new galaxies and stars came up in my mind. So I was thinking, okay, so my mind is infinite. I'll have to look outside through the window and see if I can see some kind of ending somewhere. And I got to the window, looked outside, and it was a really cold night. I think it was February, and the stars were bright and crispy. And I couldn't see any end there, too. And that's when it hit me. The universe, the stars out there, are made of the same stuff as my imagination. So the reason I can see the stars when I close my eyes is because it is the same thing. It is one and the same. My imagination and the universe out there are one and the same. So that is why it is a reflection. Anything I put my awareness on, anything I focus on, if it is a good thing or a bad thing, the universe or all that is does not care. It will give it to me because I am thinking of it. So it will show it to me in my 3D reality. I will see it there. And that's why it is a reflection. But it is also very easy to change that. If you know that it is a reflection, then you can do something about it. You can say, okay, so I don't want all the negative things. I'll have to start focusing on the beauty, compassion, love, and that will grow in my reality because that is how it works.
Well, I have a lot of things to tell you, and I'm from the Pleiades, among other places I've been, but that's where I am. I'm not from this planet, not from around here. And my Pleiadian friends tell me that they've actually given me the diameter of this universe, and it was a book I'd gotten many years ago. It's out of print now. It's by a fellow named Wendell Stevens, S-T-E-V-E-N-S, mm-hmm. and it's called UFO mm-hmm. Contact from the Pleiades. I think it was published back in 1976 or 77 or 78, but in that book they said that the size of this universe is 1.3 mm-hmm. times 10 to the 200th light years across, mm-hmm. and so it's the square of it's like 10 and then the square is like 200 after that, and mm-hmm. They actually have a picture of one of their craft going from this universe into an adjoining universe, which they call the DAL universe, the DAL universe. And it's a fascinating read, and especially fascinating to think about. And they said that reality actually is a combination of different universes. And they talk about how one of their crew members, a lady named Simaje, who has been in contact with Billy Meyer, a fellow in Switzerland, mm-hmm. With the Pleiades. He's got a star center outside Zurich. I've been there many years ago. And she had been hurt in some sort of accident in this universe. This gets kind of out of this world, so bear with me. But she was hurt in this universe, and somehow to heal her, they felt it was necessary to bring her to the DAL universe. So they did. And she's back now, they say. But she spent some years there in the alternative universe in an alternative self where she had a healthy body and then took that body with her back to this universe. So anyway, it's a long about, but I thought you'd be curious if for those of you who are, if you're mathematically inclined, you could probably spend the next couple days figuring out what is 10 to the 200th light years. Distance, but that's what they said that this diameter of this universe is. so the next time it's late at night and you can't go to sleep and you're wondering how large the universe is, well, this is the number they gave me.
Yeah, I think, of course, I do think that this universe where we are as mm-hmm. humans, I mean, mm-hmm. this specific one that we are in, it is not, I don't think it's eternal and infinite. I think mm-hmm. that there are some kind of limits. But then again, I think that what I was thinking when I was a child, I was actually asking how big is all that is? Where is, I mean, all that is all that is. There can be nothing right. outside of it. Right. So I think that is what I was probing, but I called it the universe. And sure. I do think that we live in a reality that is based on polarity, and I think that that is specific for where we are as human beings. But I do think that there are a lot of other types of realities where maybe there isn't any polarity, there's something else right. that the beings there are exploring. So mm-hmm. I think that there are a lot of things that we actually can't even imagine because it's outside of our reach as human beings to comprehend and imagine.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But that's an interesting figure to know how big this universe is. That is interesting.
Yeah. Give it to your son. I'm sure he'll have fun with it for the next 10, 20 years figuring out how long
probably.
That is.
You probably will.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Gordana, I hope you don't mind me asking you this, but another number popped in my head, and mm-hmm. I'd love to see what it says. This number is number 224.
224. It's one of the last ones. Let's see here. 224. Here we go. Let me read it out loud for you. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you do not know who you truly are, then every action is an unconscious action. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is
That's
really,
true.
my book is called Hashtag Know the Truth, Why Knowing Who You Are Changes Everything.
Mm-hmm.
This truth thought that I read for you right now is the reason why I feel that it is actually our responsibility to find out who we are, because otherwise we are creating a reality that is unconscious. Every action we take in this reality, not knowing who we are, is unconscious.
Mm.
So I feel it's crucial to at least try to find out who you are.
Right.
And who you all, this is without any exceptions, who you are is very strongly connected to your desires and your dreams
mm-hmm.
about this reality.
Mm-hmm.
What you came here to dream into being, what you came here to imagine into being, what you came here to create into being.
Right.
It is very connected to your desires.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And most of us have never even thought about our desires because we are so conditioned from childhood that we are supposed to do things in specific ways. I mean, in school and later on when we are going through the educational system, and then we go to work, and we're always told what we're supposed to do. But I think that if we gave ourselves time to imagine and dream and remember what we love to do as children
mm-hmm.
and what we love to do when we're alone,
right.
That's when we connect to our higher self, and that's when we connect to who we truly are. Because I have my desires. I usually, when people ask me, who are you, Gordana? If I am to answer in the most truthful way, that would be, I am all that is experiencing itself through the desires of Gordana Biernat.
Mm-hmm.
So the next question is, what are the desires of Gordana Biernat? What do I love to do here? And in my case, it's writing, it's talking about consciousness, it's sharing that light with others because it gives me great pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I can say that I know who I am here because I do what I love here. And I'm a privileged person in that sense because there are so few people that actually are given the time to look for who they are in that way, in a way that I did. But I think that we all should be doing it, and everyone can start in a very small scale. You can start by asking yourself, do I love this or don't I? And then you
sure.
follow that place where it takes you if you do things that you love. More and more do the things that you love and desire and want in your reality.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. My friend Professor Albert Einstein has said that he daydreamed. He never stopped daydreaming. He daydreamed as a child, but then later in life he daydreamed. That's how he's able to formulate quantum mechanics, quantum physics. That really helped him free his mind up to go into other areas to bring back knowledge to help humanity. And he says, let your mind wander. Always be a child. Don't ever grow up in that sense. Because you want to let your mind wander as much as possible. And I think that's what you do, Gordana. I think that's what you do in your work. You let your mind wander and you bring back these messages which benefit you and humanity as well.
Yeah, because I do talk a lot about daydreaming because it's
mm-hmm.
many people would call it visualizing. I love to call it daydreaming because it's about relaxing and going to a place where you desire. A visualization can be something else. You have a plan with it, but a daydream, you don't have a plan. You just allow it to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, a daydream is a blueprint of a future you.
Mm-hmm.
So when they tell you in school, stop daydreaming, do something that's good for you, that is actually one of the worst things you can do with a child, because how else can a child know what it wants to become unless it is allowed to daydream about that. Because our mind is like our vision, internal vision board. You put up pictures of who you think that you are and who you want to become and what you love in your life. And that's how your mind translates this into a 3D reality later on in your future.
Right.
But if you're not allowed to daydream, then how are you supposed to know who you are
That's true.
Here?
That's true.
You can't do that. So you disconnect from who you are. Instead, you allow others to put out pictures in your internal vision board of who they think you should be.
Right.
And then you find yourself in a reality that you actually don't recognize because it is not you.
Sure.
You created it, but it didn't come from you.
Sure.
So I think it's crucial to start daydreaming. For me, daydreaming is serious business.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree totally. Yeah, I still daydream. I daydream all the time. And nowadays I go into the higher dimensions, but it's so much fun to daydream and think about other realities. And I visualize the world becoming a peaceful and harmonious place where there's no war and no conflicts, where people respect each other and people get along and are much happier even that they are generally today. And then I daydream, I think of that future, and then I daydream on how that can be done. And I think of ways on my radio and television shows on who I can have on to deliver that kind of message. And that's why I'm so happy that you're on here today, Gordana, because you have so many beautiful words of wisdom that's really truly helping humanity on our spiritual path. We've got about 4 or 5 minutes left, and I wanted to first thank you so much for coming on today, but also to let you know so that I'd give you the rest of the time to wrap up your wonderful interview today.
Well, you know something, I want to share one true thought from my book with your audience.
Okay.
And that would be to share a piece of your true identity with you, because this I know for sure. So if you can put your hand on your heart and then repeat after me within yourself, I am the light in the darkness. Yes, go on.
Okay, I am the light in the darkness.
I am the love in the hate.
I am the love in the hate.
I am the calmness in the storm.
I am the calmness in the storm.
I am the courage in the fear.
I am the courage in the fear.
And I feel that message, if you can stay in that frequency, then you know who you truly are. Mm-hmm. And no conflict in the world would escalate if we all knew this and reminded ourselves of it anytime we find ourselves in some kind of obstacle, problem, or conflict. If we only know that we are the calmness in the storm, that we are the love in the hate, then nothing can actually become negative in that space, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So that is my true thought for your audience.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I think that also, Gordana, that all good things are possible. You know, you look at the situation going back to North Korea, we're not going to have a war with them. And I'm so happy for that. Most people want to live in peace and in harmony, and they don't want to fight. They're tired of fighting. But we are truly, I think, entering a new age, and you're playing a key role in that, a key part in that, Gordana, by helping to raise people's vibrations and showing them, giving them wonderful, profound words of wisdom to help them on their spiritual path.
Thank you so much, Ted.
No, you are. You are. And you're a real gift to humanity. Well, I'm excited. I'll order your book this weekend. Is it on Amazon, or where can I find it? Or
yes, on any online store. You can find it everywhere. And it's called Hashtag Know the Truth, Why Knowing Who You Are Changes Everything. It
All
is
right.
Hay House, who's the publisher. And I hope you go get it, because it is an oracle of truth.
Okay. Great, Gordana. And we've got about a minute left, and any other words of wisdom for my audience today?
Oh, there's so many, actually. I'll open the book and see for the last message for them.
Okay, that's
Let's
fine.
Let's see now if I can. Okay, here is one. It's about oneness. We were talking about being one with all that is. This is the one. All is one. One is all that is. I am one.
Wow, that is so nice, so profound. We are all together in humanity, and
yes.
President Kennedy, I want to leave this with this thought with you today. President Kennedy has told me that there are so many beautiful points of light appearing on planet Earth now that from his perspective as an angel or a spirit, he can see the planet and there's all this beautiful bright white light. It's not entirely bright white light. There are parts of darkness still, but those are rapidly going away. And there's going to kind of come a time within, he just said, within the next 7 years or so, where the entire planet will become a bright white light. So that's where we're headed, and you're helping us on that journey, Gordana. And I'm so happy you could come on my show today. Thank you so much for coming on my program. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Ted.
My pleasure. This is Ted Marr from Out of This World Radio, and I've hoped you've enjoyed today's show. Gordana is one of the most beautiful spiritual people in the world who I know of, and she's helping so many people with her beautiful words of wisdom. She has an account on Twitter, and if you'd like to follow her, please enter at Power Talk, and you'll be able
at My Power Talk.
Oh, I'm sorry, at My Power Talk. my mistake. At the A with a circle around it, and then at My Power Talk, and you'll be able to follow her words of wisdom. We're going to thank you so much again for coming on today. Please stay tuned, my friends, for my next hour.